Postcards from Scotland. 1. Military statue in Inverness. A Queen's Own Highlander in a pleated skirt and ostrich feathers grasps his service carbine like a drover's stick, stares across the Victorian High Street in front of the ScotRail station. Couched at his stockinged knee, an unlikely miniature sphinx surveys the neatly chiseled names of those on expedition to Khartoum, the Battle of Tel El Kebir. Half of them died from fever and dysentery. Down the street, the Highland formal wear rent shop offers sporrans, Prince Charlie cutaways, skin dews, thistle cufflinks, the complete drag show of imperial ethnicity. The square reeks of sausage rolls and burnt coffee. 2. Fair-haired lads pass. The Highland forest was a sodden sponge. The path squelched beneath us as we clung to the stoss and corkscrewed up the plunge of Precambrian grindstones covered in moss and midges. Then the view cleared off to well-spaced birches and the barren loft of knee-eyeing heath. The woody, tough shrubs that kept their heads down had just enough ingenious flies to court them. Perhaps they found the dreich invigorating for what they could distill of it. All that upland vacancy, drear and hushed. Perhaps no one else wanted it. Someone had, though, once, fair-haired or not. Someone had been pushed off, leaving us the loch's blue look and plenty of desolation. 3. Loch Ness. 26 miles of glacial trench shivered with peatish water. The torn gusts drove squadrons of foam across the reach, barren as it was deep. The relict forest clung to the glen's drop like a green kilt. The villages were stony, somnolent, Urquhart Castle a dynamited remnant. Such basalt abandonments demand, like any void, a compensation, which the brochures hastened to depict. A phantom offered to the camera's click, or appearing as a sonar blip, a smudged dragon corporeally aloof, equally derided as a slick of motor oil, a seabird, or a joke. The infinite regress, the veiled face of proof.